The Great Pyramid of Giza is the oldest monument on the list of the seven wonders of the ancient world. It is a marvel of human engineering and construction, and its sheer size and scale rivals any structure built within the last few hundred years. Its construction has always been the subject of much debate among scholars because of its massive size and near-perfect proportions. The Great Pyramid of Giza was built for the 4th Dynasty Pharaoh and was completed around 2560 BCE. It is part of a complex of three large pyramids in the Giza necropolis located in modern Cairo, Egypt. It took approximately 33 years to complete, and several theories are debated by scholars as to how it was built and by whom. However, there have been ongoing theories that the pyramids were built by extraterrestrials. For centuries, there have been stories of gods seen in the sky in circular-type crafts creating lights and fire. Were these simply UFOs that earlier civilizations mistook for gods, and did these same beings help us build the pyramids? How could humans construct something so massive and perfect by hand with none of the technology we possess today? Join us as Redbeard examines the Pyramids of Giza. Hey everybody, what is going on? This is Tony and welcome back to the second season of Redbeard Examines, where this season we're going to talk about a bunch of cool stuff, UFOs, aliens. I can't freaking wait. Of course, I got my co-host Cooley here with me.
Yo, what's up? What's popping?
Dude, a lot of stuff. Aliens.
Aliens is popping, right?
I can't wait to talk to you about
Motherfuckers
this.
Motherfuckers is live.
Hell yeah.
Live and direct.
And we have a very special guest, as I promised you guys. This is Jay Costa. Say what's up, buddy.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
And dude, so glad to have you on the show, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, of course, man. You and I have been talking about aliens forever. You share an interest in them as much as I do. Mm-hmm. Know a lot about them, so I can't wait to talk to you about it. Yeah. And Cooley, I know where you stand on a lot of things. And I think that laugh actually says it all. Break out the
tin. It doesn't say it all. Otherwise, I wouldn't be on the fucking show, bro.
Bring out the tin hats, as you said. So
break out the tin fucking hats, people. Shit's about to get wavy.
So this is what we're going to talk about. This episode, Redbeard is going to examine the pyramids in Egypt, how they were built, how we believe they were constructed, and did aliens actually have a hand in this? There's a lot of different theories as to they did and they didn't, and why we may think that they actually did. And we're gonna discuss it because there are a lot of interesting theories. So with that being said, let's get into it. The three pyramids. A lot of
Giza.
In Giza, yep. They are massive structures, wonders of the world. We still do not know how they were built to this day. There's a lot of speculation as to how they were built. Some of the theories that go around, the main theory is that they were built by the Egyptian slaves, and that these massive blocks were put into place by them dragging them with ropes and pulleys and so forth. But the weird thing, I think, just to kind of put out there right away, is that there isn't really a place for miles away for where these stones actually came from.
Right. I think the some of these stones were quarried like some 60 miles or something ridiculous like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. 60 miles is a long way for you to be dragging, stones. So if you're from Rhode Island... and you're listening to this and you know where Rhode Island is and you know where Boston is, from Rhode Island to Boston, which is about an hour away, you're looking at about 50 minutes, right? So that's 40 miles. So tack another 20 miles on that, about another half hour by car. So talk about dragging stones that weigh tons
60 miles. That's going to take you days, if not weeks, to bring them. Yeah. And the amount of stone that they actually apparently transported is unbelievable.
Which, bro, that sounds like, it sounds amazing, right? That sounds like, you know, wow, that could never happen. But like, if you think about it and extrapolate it in terms of like what we do today, I mean, like what's the Apple store, right? Like what's the floor made out of? Like terrazzo or some shit like that, terrazzo or some. And like the shit that they use in the floor is like from like a fucking quarry that's like, there's only one quarry in the world that you can get this stone. Mm. And it's like, that's thousands of miles away from where we are, right? So if you extrapolate that and you go back like thousands of years, it's like the Pharaoh was like fucking the Tim Cook of Egypt, right? And
higher than that.
And he was just like, yo, I want this terrazzo shit for my pyramids.
Sure.
You got to drag this shit like 60 miles. Like, fuck it. 60 miles was like 1,000 miles nowadays because you didn't have like a way to transport it. But I mean, it's not like the shit wasn't doable.
Right. Now,
sure. I guess the question is, how was it done? And the way that, you know, what modern Egyptologists believe and or what we are taught or maybe what we're told is that, you know, we've gone through the, you know, the cylinder, you know, theories and methods of like taking trees or taking wood, you know, and rolling it, but there weren't any trees around. Or so in that period, we're not quite aware of how many trees would have been around. And then also, to your point, Tony, about like 60 miles. That's like Providence to Salem almost, right? Mm-hmm. And traveling that way with, you know, one of those blocks being like, you know, several hundred tons.
Tons, yeah.
And then however many slaves that they had and how, I mean, the amount of time that it took to carry.
Not to cut you off, but yeah, just to throw out there. Now, this wasn't something that was done in days or weeks or years. No, I mean, the building of the pyramids took 33 years.
Right.
So the fact that, yeah, 33. So I agree with you, Cooley. Like, although it seems like it's a ton of miles and travel to drag these stones, with that allotted time, it probably would be possible to drag those stones.
And Jay, you're talking about this as somebody who gives a shit about the human condition, where the Pharaoh didn't really fucking care about the slaves. It was just like,
right,
yo, you get those stones here.
Get it done or you die.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, you're my servants.
Get it done and die. It doesn't matter. Sure, just get it done. Right. Like that's all that mattered. Like get the stones here, make the pyramids.
Make it happen.
Right. And if you succeed and you live through the process, maybe you graduate to an overseer, right? Like, who knows? But the fact is, like, you need to get that fucking job done because that's what I want you to do. Because I'm the Pharaoh and I'm a living God.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that's the other thing, too, is, like, you know, pharaohs, the whole premise of that is they believe they were part of a lineage where they were descended from gods. When you go back through a lot of, you know, the mythos, I mean, the mythology of things, or even like what they believed, they were part of that, you know. Right. And when you really start getting cooking with some of it, you learn about Egyptian magic and you learn about things and how they were able to do what they've done. I mean, there's been so many theories thrown around.
I mean, and recently they actually just discovered that there are different chambers within these pyramids. They're still uncovering different, you know, rooms and trying to figure out exactly what the pyramids were designed for. And I think it's interesting that they have in the tombs, they actually have these small tunnels that actually go out to the sides of the pyramids, which they believe they were built to actually keep, you know, those who had passed on in these rooms. And then once they died, that was a way for their souls to escape, to go into the afterlife.
Right.
And that's why those tunnels were specifically built.
There's also the theory. Sorry to interject. There's that theory too. I, gosh, for the life of me, I can't remember the gentleman who proposed the theory that these chambers were where they would add certain agents, whether it was like sulfuric acid and things like that. Essentially, make a long story short, is making that pyramid was essentially like a power plant, right?
Yeah.
It was a hub. So there was the water underneath, you know, the pyramid. The vibration of the earth making that slap and pound up against the bottom of the pyramid. this chemical reaction that was happening, you know, in the Queen's Chamber, the King's Chamber, by using those shafts, pouring those different elements in. Mm-hmm. And then the theory is, you know, whether it's shooting a beam of energy up into the cosmos to possibly power a ship, or just mm-hmm. resonate energy that people were able to pull from, right? Almost, out of a lack of better terms, almost like using like Wi-Fi technology, right?
Right,
where you're able to like sink into that kind of like, it's emitting an energy.
An energy source right. that you can tap into, yeah.
And then, you know, you go from there into like obelisks and things like that.
Right, too. Right. And I think it's interesting because like I think it's crazy that we're looking at things that were built, you know, 10,000 BC, right? Like these are...
Or older.
And they were built so long ago by a civilization that has since disappeared, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And we are so advanced in technology today, and we have all these different ways that we build things, and we still can't figure out how they built the pyramids with the level of accuracy that they were built.
Oh.
And I think for me, that is probably the most interesting aspect, which kind of brings us into, you know, were these pyramids built by, one of the theories is, were they built by extraterrestrials, or did they have, were these, you know, ancient, you know, astronauts, these, did they come down and help us build these pyramids? Why did they help us build this? You know, was it possible? Like, how did we build these things by hand? I think the thing that boggles my mind the most is there are three things specifically. The main biggest pyramid, if you were to actually look at the center of that pyramid, they mm-hmm. found out now that it actually lines up with the center of the equator and the Earth, like the dead center, right? We at the time, or civilizations at that time, did not know that the Earth was round.
Or so we're told. We're led to believe a lot about the past, that the ancient civilizations didn't have the technology, or they didn't know any better.
You're getting ahead of me. You're right there.
Yeah, so I don't mean to get ahead of you, but like, there's a part of me that wonders how much of that is whitewashing.
We lack humility as human beings. Like, we are talking about an ancient civilization, and the first thing that comes to mind, because we can't do the shit today mm-hmm. that they did then, the first thing that comes to mind is, oh, must have been fucking aliens, right? Must have been some fucking weird shit that was going on. Maybe they fucking had black magic happening. No, they just fucking knew how to do the shit that we don't know how to do nowadays, because it didn't carry over. That math didn't carry over to us. We are learning a different math than what they had, and they were just fucking better. Why can't somebody just be better?
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what age they were growing up in.
You're against me, because what I was saying is that like the center of the Earth, right? Like, we say like back then, they didn't know the Earth was round. Like, how do they know where the center of the Earth is?
Right, right.
But those civilizations, they have theories about them, is that they may have been more advanced than we are today.
Absolutely.
They used the stars. Mm-hmm. They used the sun to figure out exactly where things were and mathematically where things were. And yeah, that has definitely been one of those theories that I agree with. I think that there's a lot of people like centuries ago that were smarter than we are now. Absolutely. Like look about
technology, but made look us about dumb.
But I mean look at Atlantis, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. they've done studies on Atlantis where they found that this city was made with metal and different types of gold, and like an element that they can't necessarily find anymore. Mm-hmm. It was like a copper that was like a pink, almost a metal, right? So And building it over different parts of the city, and it was supposed to be beautiful, right?
Right.
We still don't understand how that was constructed. Mm-hmm. However, I like to entertain the theory that if aliens were involved, like, is it possible? Like, why is that a plausible theory? The pyramids line up completely perfect, right? But the main pyramid is in the center of the Earth. But like I said, I mean, like back then we believe that, how would they know that the Earth was round, right? And how would they know exactly where the center of the Earth is, right?
Can I ask a question though? The Earth is a fucking sphere.
Right.
Oh, is it, bro?
What's the center, man? What's the exact center of a sphere? Because if I'm standing where I'm standing right the fuck now, and I just figure out the angle I need to be at, I can fucking drill a hole straight to the center of the
earth. No, it's where the center of the cross meets. You know what I'm saying?
But the cross is like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, who decides where the cross is? Like,
no, it's the latitude and longitude, man, that we have now. Like, if you actually do that, it lines completely perfect in the center, which is odd. I'm not saying that, you know, we created it to match that, but it's a little odd, right? The other thing is that when the sun actually sets on the pyramids in a certain way, it actually casts a shadow, which is an arrow, and that arrow lines up completely perfect with the North Pole, where we also believe that how would they actually know where the North Pole is, right? Like, how would they know?
Well, I think, you know, thinking about, like, in astrological terms, you know, we're talking about ancient civilizations, they weren't bombarded with today's distractions, right? So what do they have really like to invest their time and interest in, right? So they're looking up at the skies, right? They're looking at things, they're studying those things. Ancient civilizations were more in tune with their environments,
right?
Which, to me, my personal opinion, I feel like that's the downfall of modern civilization, is that we're not as in tune with our surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there were cultures that were more in tune with that. And that's why a lot of people will point to the Aboriginal culture. And one of the very last few cultures and civilizations that are still so in tune with Mother Nature and what is happening around them, and that observation and this oral history. Because whether you know, we talk about writing and we talk about, like, you know, cuneiform, you know, Sumerian cultures, this, that, and the other. Like, a lot of ancient civilizations, it was all oral tradition, because that's all they had.
Storytelling, that's why there's hieroglyphics and things kind of leave their story behind. And
humans
so forth.
Love their stories, which is why we have a lot of, you know, myth, and we have a lot of mythology, and we have a lot of stories. And I think a lot of that, and I think a lot of folks might miss, is that there's allegory in a lot of these stories. And I feel like part of the pyramid mythos, there's allegory in it. You know, we talk about 33 years. We talk about the cornerstone. You know, we talk about, like, these chambers. And there's allegory in that, because if people pass that on, there are things on an esoteric level that people pass on. For those with the eyes to see and those with the ears to hear, those who were initiates and those who were entrusted with the sacred knowledge would understand, and they would pass on this information, you know?
People that are, okay, well, how do you have pyramids in this part of the world and
correct.
That part of the world and
right.
that part of the world?
Right.
And, but they're the same, similar structures. And, well, we're forgetting that everything was one landmass.
Right. And
but they broke apart from each other. So, like,
that theory.
But there's also the difference that these different civilizations built pyramids that were centuries apart. Centuries apart. They weren't built at the same time. And they also were in other parts of the world. So it's not like they traveled to the other side of the world, saw the pyramids, and came back. They were built centuries apart. And it's, they were the same structures.
It's also a pretty, I mean, so obviously it's a difficult thing to build, right? But it's a pretty basic structure. I mean, when you build something and you build something from the ground up yourself, like, I'm not a fucking construction worker. I'm not an architect or whatever. But you build a house of cards, what does it look like when you're finished?
Right.
Typically, right? A pyramid.
Because you have a wide base and you build your way up. It's not fucking rocket science. It's the basic thought process when you start to build a structure, right? Mm-hmm. You start with a wide base and you narrow out as you go up. Houses are the same thing if you think about it.
Yeah,
because
have
a
gables and things like that.
A base, and then you have gables and you have your roof, and they come to a point, right? Because that's just the way that structures are built. So I don't think it's like this, like, amazing thing that there's a pyramid in Antarctica, but there's also a pyramid in Egypt. Like, it's like, sure, human, like, the human mind, when you process it, and you, if you're smart, right, and you're building something, that's how you build. You build with a wide base and you end up with a narrow top. And that's just the, that's the basic structure. The pyramids, like the amazing thing about them is that they figured out how to make it work where it was actually, like, you know, you had like this hollow inside, right? Like where you could actually go inside and you had, you know, chambers and different things, and it was able to sustain itself and hold itself up. So that, but that's something that, like I said, like just because they could figure it out then and we can't now, that doesn't mean that it's anything like,
well, crazy. So that's, sorry, oh, go ahead.
Here's where it is hard for me to wrap my head around it. Okay. You have three pyramids that line up completely perfect. Okay. Now, they also have done research and said that you can see that they're completely perfect from the sky.
Right.
From an aerial view. They could not fly back then. They didn't have helicopters. They didn't have any of that technology. So when you look at things from an aerial view and they land up perfectly, that's something that is a little mind-boggling.
Similar to the Nazca lines.
Thank you. Let me get, we'll get back to that. Two, right? You also have, like I said, when the sun casts a shadow, it points an arrow that leads directly to the North Pole, mathematically perfect line, okay? That's great. You want to actually say that, you know, you winged it? Okay, but I mean, if you can't see the North Pole from Egypt and you're able to line up a pyramid that casts a shadow,
would you even know what the North Pole is?
Mathematically perfect, right, with the North Pole, that's mind-boggling to me. Three, the last one is... they line up also perfectly with Orion's belt, which are stars that were visible in the sky at that time.
During that period.
Now, do they line up perfectly now? Not necessarily.
The axis of the Earth has changed.
Yeah, right. Because if you were actually to look at the cosmos, you'll say on certain years or certain times, all the planets align, right? So right now, the pyramids may not line up perfectly with Orion's belt, but... back then, at that time, they've done calculations and figured out that at that time, those stars would have been perfectly aligned with like the tips or the points of the pyramid. So I think that's amazing as well. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, aliens definitely had a hand, but it seems like a plausible theory that they could have had help if this civilization was not advanced, because we would assume that aliens were more advanced and would have been able to guide them in a certain way. That's a theory that I believe is possible.
Can we do an experiment real quick?
Sure.
All right. Let's just, like, imagine in your mind right now that I'm drawing a fucking mathematically perfect line from me to you.
Yeah.
A segmented line.
Can that be done right now? Can I draw a line from me to you right now?
A segmented line.
And it's mathematically perfect because it's a fucking line. Right, like there's not
you can
a whole
see
lot.
Me.
There's not a whole lot
you
of
can
math
see
involved,
me.
Right? But hold on.
I love where this is going, huh?
It doesn't make any sense.
Can I still draw a fucking mathematically perfect line from where I am right now to you?
You okay. can still see
I
me.
I moved from there to here. If I move to that corner of the room, I can still draw a mathematically.
You still
perfect
know
line
where I am.
You
still know where I am.
It doesn't matter. I could be on the other side of the fucking world. But if I knew where you were, right, I could draw a mathematically perfect line from me to you through the world.
You
like,
don't.
That's just,
no, they
yes.
didn't. No, that doesn't make any sense. And no, I know what you're saying, but you
Jay,
got no.
Do
but
you follow me.
But no. Hold on. Seriously, I get what you're saying, but. You still know my location, so it doesn't matter.
No, but we know where Antarctica is, right?
They didn't back then.
No, but I'm saying right now we do, right?
So what?
I can draw a mathematically perfect line from me right now where I'm sitting to Antarctica. A mathematically perfect line straight as a motherfucking arrow to Antarctica.
Dude, but that everything you're saying doesn't apply. Because you actually know where Antarctica is. You know where it is. Like, we know where it is on a...
The only reason why we know you can draw a mathematically perfect line from the pyramid to Antarctica is because we know where the pyramid is and we know where Antarctica is. Am I wrong?
Well, no.
No, the sun casts a shadow.
Yeah.
And that shadow points to Antarctica.
Whether it's the fucking shadow
the center.
Or... Whether it's the shadow or the goddamn pyramid or the person standing in front of the shadow or the rock or the pebble that's fucking on the ground in front of the... Anything that you... Anything. Any object or thing or shadow from a thing, you can draw a perfect line to Antarctica. Tell me... Come on, man.
No, dude, it's wrong.
Explain it to me then.
Because I'm trying to explain it to you. You're not getting it, dude. That doesn't make any sense. So
the Orion correlation theory, which was first proposed by Robert Duvall in 1983, was that it was these three pyramids, you know, and the Sphinx, basically that the disposition of the constellations of Orion and what, you know, at the time, the Sphinx represents Leo in the age of Leo, where the sun was housed by Leo in the spring equinox. That's where it lined up in the Gregorian calendar. So that dates back 10,000, 11,000, you know, 9,000 BC or whatever. The allusions to the dates circa like 12,500 years ago are significant to the fact that this lines up to these constellations at that time, which, you know, goes back further than what a lot of Egyptologists will say, pardon. And so the fact that we're taught that they didn't have this technology to be able to do that, I think the thing is that they had more advanced technology than we're led to believe. That's the thing. The question is, where did this technology come from, right? And how long did they know it? Are these civilizations older than we're taught or older than we think? That's the other theory. The other theory of, you know, going back to even using the Sphinx water erosion hypothesis, right? And we think back to Robert Scotch from you know, Cambridge University, and he talks about that fact that the water erosion on the Sphinx shows that the Sphinx is much older than what modern Egyptologists say it is. But modern Egyptologists, this is the, you know, we can get into conspiracy
or thought, whatever.
Like, is why are they saying it's younger than it is? Whereas water erosion, based on science, based on mathematics, it's significantly older based on this. And a lot of scientists will say it's a fringe theory because they don't want to subscribe to it. And so he's just written off as like, well, he's a kook. He's an aluminum foil hat, like, you know, kook, quote unquote. But like, he makes sense with everything that he said and says, look, this water erosion on around the base and perimeter of the Sphinx. The face isn't the original face. It was changed. So why was it changed? Why was it defaced? Civilizations around the world, I feel like the Earth in general, are older than a lot of people want to admit. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is. And so when you start admitting that it's older than what it's supposed to be, then it creates too many problems or holes in stories about, you know, whether it's, you know, hey, we want you to believe this and we want you to believe that.
So, and I agree with you. Right. And I think that's kind of my where my interest lies. You know, we can say that they were more advanced or believe that that was the case. Right.
Right.
But it's like, and this is going to sound, I'm going to sound going on a limb and probably sound very ignorant saying this. Right. But okay, cool. You live in Egypt, right? Which is a desert. You know, there, it isn't there at the time, or it may have been something different, but now it is a desert with tons of sand. It's very hot, whatever. It doesn't matter what temperature it is. But also you look up at the sky, you can see the stars. Back then there was a lot less pollution than there is now. So the sky was probably even clearer.
We had no internet. We had no TV, no phones. They're paying attention to stuff.
So looking at the sun, the night, the stars.
The moon.
But from that, I feel like there is only so much knowledge you can get. Maybe you can observe patterns. You can you can observe where the sun lies and what that means and you know, create some form of a calendar to keep track of things.
Agreed.
But with that information, I still don't understand how that allows you to... You know, like I said, create a mathematical straight line
sure.
from, you know, a shadow where the sun lies to Antarctica, which you can't see.
Right. So we
also, you know, these pyramids lining directly up to Orion's belt, which, cool, you want to build a pyramid, go for it, right? But how? Once it's and then once it's done, does it still line up?
Right. And how do you have the technology to make that happen? And so, all right, so we could even go back further. We can talk about Terence McKenna in his theory of the stoned ape theory. Mm-hmm. Stoned ape theory talks about how psilocybin, like mushrooms, and these apes taking these mushrooms and expanding their consciousness, right? That's a theory that Terence McKenna had, and he had proposed that, like, the psilocybin mushrooms were the evolutionary catalyst from which, like, language, projective, you know, imagination, arts, philosophy, religion, science, whatever culture sprang from that. His hypothesis concerned the influence of those mushrooms on the human evolution, and that's what he called the stoned ape theory. So, like, mm-hmm. we can go back further. So, were these, you know, were we these, you know, apes that took these mushrooms because we're looking for food, and then all of a sudden our expanded consciousness occurred because we're taking these psychedelics? That was that theory. And anyone who's ever done any kind of hallucinogen or anything like that, that expanded consciousness that happens and occurs, whether we're talking DMT, we're talking psilocybin, whatever, THC, mm-hmm. that consciousness is expanded upon. So is that where now all of a sudden consciousness has expanded, and so we're more in tune with what is around us? Or, to what you're getting at, mm-hmm. was there an auxiliary influence?
See, and technically, like, I personally believe, this is me, that mm-hmm. there was.
Mm-hmm.
And people can disagree with me till the end of the, till as long as you want, right? I have my own theories, and I tend to subscribe to that one.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody is discrediting you or telling you
and I'm aware that
you can't have your own theories.
Totally.
Just saying that they're wrong.
This is one of those, this is the podcast where we discuss theories and we talk about these things, right? Like, I find the whole alien phenomenon super interesting.
Same.
Here's the thing. You know, people see UFOs and aliens today, right? Whether you want to believe they're real or not, right? There are
sightings.
Tons of people who have sightings, right? But now we have, everybody has a video recorder in their pocket. Everybody has a camera. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing more and more of these sightings because people can actually catch them. You know, like back then, back in the day, you're like, oh, there's a UFO outside. Let me grab my camcorder that I got to put on my shoulder and put in a VHS tape and hit record. You know, like, that was harder to get things when you didn't have a camera in your pocket. So now all these sightings are starting to come out. The government is actually starting to actually declassify a lot of documents about aliens.
That's the other huge part.
And that's big. You know, back in the day, it was like you cover everything up and all. It was a weather balloon.
The headlines,
blah, blah, blah.
When Roswell happened, the right, headline changed a day after.
It changed the day after, exactly. And those documents, if you go on
from a flying disc to a weather balloon,
right? And here's the thing about Roswell. I mean, you can literally go on, you know, the government's or NASA's like main website, and literally, like, Roswell is the number one declassified document. I mean, and that's one of the things I always found interesting, too, is that, like, you know, technology changed dramatically and, like, was like a boom in technology right after Roswell happened. You
Bingo.
Know?
But the thing I want to go back to, too, and, like, my opinion and, like, my belief is, what if the cultures and the civilizations, and we talk about the Fertile Crescent in the Middle East, and we talk about especially the cultures in Africa, the Dogon, that they celebrate and they understand and they knew about Sirius as a constellation, as a star, rather, as they knew about Sirius centuries before modern astrologers and astronomers, rather, knew about the Sirius star system, A or B. The Dogon tribe celebrate that they came from the Sirius star system.
Hmm.
We're talking about an ancient culture and a civilization, and of course, it's in Africa. How much of that is whitewashing? How much of it is that this Dogon tribe knew and believed in their heart of hearts, in their soul, and they talk about in their oral tradition, in their celebrations, that this is where they come from.
That's crazy.
They have these masks, they have these dance, and their artwork that say, this is where we come from, and it's buried in history.
Like, see, that's where I'd want to come back to you and see what you think about that. Now, if you listen to what he said, though.
Me?
No, which Cooley. I mean, you're hearing what he's saying. I mean, we're talking about a tribe that has a map of a star system that no one knew about for thousands of years. Like, that is the shit that blows my mind. Like, I'm not saying it's aliens, but, like, how the hell would you get that?
How would they know about Sirius A and Sirius B centuries before any of our astronomers knew?
That doesn't make any sense to me. That is where I, like, you have to have help from somebody else, or that information had to have been given to you by someone.
And why are they not
something?
Why are they not given credit for having that information and for knowing all that stuff? That to me is.
I know where you're going with it. I've already voiced it. I get it.
Right.
Yeah.
And,
it's weird.
And like, it's we can't.
Well, putting that aside, right? Sure, I agree with you on that. I don't want to necessarily go down that road, but I know what you're saying.
Agreed.
Believe is a strong fucking word, though.
Sure.
Man. Like when you say I truly believe, and my belief is, and I believe in.
Yeah.
When you say those words, like, you gotta understand that means something more than you believe in the possibility of.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you understand what I'm saying? Because it's for me, you will never hear me say the words I believe in aliens.
I get that. I mean, aliens
built the pyramids, or I believe that aliens exist on the planet Earth.
I mean, I get it.
They've been helping our government.
But I also feel like but that's also semantics of it's semantics, dude. Like, I get it. No, but it is, though. I mean, like,
No. I believe. The possibility of are two fucking different things.
All right, cool. Well, everything that I said where I said I believe, replace that with I believe in the possibility of, okay? They just replace that. That, I mean, we don't have to break it down as I believe and I believe the possibility of.
Sure, like, we do. Because you know what I'm saying? Because we have listeners that are listening to you and they are hearing I believe in.
I believe in aliens.
Okay.
And I'll stand by that.
I know what you're saying.
Like, no, I stand by. Okay.
When you want to hear what I have to say, and you want to hear what I think about what you guys are saying,
belief is strong.
Sure, I will say, I'll go on record. I believe in the possibility of aliens. Right?
Yeah.
I've always believed in the possibility of aliens, but you will never hear me commit to saying, yo,
how do we know?
I really think fucking pyramids were built by aliens. Yo, I think that this is so unbelievable that aliens did it. Like, I'll never fucking say that.
And
there's no unequivocal proof that that is the case.
And I think that's the thing is, like...
Right, there isn't.
We don't have proof unless we personally see with our own eyes, right? But I think there are a lot of theories of ancient civilization having advanced technology. Where did it come from? How did they have the technology? Because we're brought up and raised in our life, in our culture, that, well, they didn't know much.
Right.
They didn't have the information.
Well, because all we've seen over the past, you know, what, like 60 years is, like, we have continuously grown as a civilization.
Sure.
So how could where we are now, how could they be smarter than us with the technology that we have? That's what you kind of, but I'm not saying that's right.
No,
I'm just saying that's kind of like where society's mind is.
Well, no, here's where our mind is. This is the problem, is that back then, right, they relied on their brains to solve problems,
right,
to solve mathematical problems.
Yeah, now
like
it's
they
Google.
Could do that shit with their head. over time, we've grown stronger in technology, not in intelligence. We've grown stronger in technology that assists our intelligence and helps us to solve these problems. So in our mind, we can't fathom a race or a civilization that didn't have to rely on technology to do the shit that we can do today.
I agree. The problem-solving skills were probably a lot more advanced than we are right now.
Exactly.
They didn't rely on the internet, so it's not impossible to believe that they could have created the pyramids.
Where did that information come from?
With the information that they had, like I said, looking at the stars and looking at like where their location was, and you only have so much information around you,
right?
The precision and from an aerial view, and there's other things like connecting the things that we can't see perfectly. Like, those are the things that actually I have questions for.
But here's the thing too, is like, we're saying,
it's hypocritical. I'm kind of contradicting myself.
But I'm saying, like, back then they lined up perfectly mathematically with the stars. Mm-hmm. Yo, you can extrapolate and you can do this and you can do that. There's no actual fucking way that people know 100% that this shit lined up mathematically perfectly with the stars.
Though. That's the thing, is like, over the course of 10,000 years, they can go back, and now through mathematics and knowing what those constellations did, they can actually mathematically go back and say, okay, this is where this constellation would lie. This is where this star would lie. They know
in
that
in a perfect
now.
World. Like in a perfect sequence of events, yes.
But no,
but scientifically.
But we're not accounting for any natural deviations. We're not accounting for
No, they are though.
But they're using mathematics, which is a universal language.
And they're using mathematics, and they're also using the fact that like the axis of the Earth has changed. They've also changed everything. They're taking all that into consideration.
Like I don't see how that is traceable by math from now.
Because you can track how the star system moves back then.
No, but I mean, how do we know exactly
mathematically we can, sorry to interject, but
yeah, no problem.
Mathematically, astrologically, they're able to see where everything is year to year through when we started calculating these things and from when we started tracking these things. And using that same math to go backwards, right? And knowing like the rotation of the Earth and knowing the rotation around the sun to know where things would have been during that time, which is why...
Theoretically or possibly, right?
Possibly.
Dude, like, I agree with you. Like, I'm not a scientist. I don't understand how they mathematically did it, right? But I've watched documentaries on it and they explain it. And I might not necessarily understand everything that they're explaining, but they know what they're talking about, and they've done the studies, and they've done the math on it, and it all checks out.
Right.
That's the weird thing. It's not
but
like...
that's the thing. It's very easy. So just playing my side of this fucking podcast, which is to be the guy that says no.
Which is great. We need that in life. Mm-hmm. We need that in everything.
And you're not doing... And just so our listeners know, and if you listen to Cooley and I enough, you would know, he's not... just saying no to say no. He's literally just stating what he thinks.
It's very easy to skew things to bolster what you're trying to get people to believe in. There's a flat Earth contingency out there. There are people out there.
Yeah, pause right there for a second.
Sure.
Do you, Tony, or you, Cooley, or myself, believe in the flat Earth theory?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
Neither do I.
I don't think so.
Pause for a second. Is it plausible? Sure. There are a lot of great arguments for it. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of fantastic arguments for it.
Mm-hmm.
However, personally, I don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do either you, right?
No, like but when you say that there are lots of plausible arguments for it, I can see where people may be led astray. Let's put it that way. However,
that's my point.
However, yes. I do not think that their arguments are plausible. I think they're fucking fantasy. point blank. I challenge any flat earth theorist that wants to come at me with their fucking theories about how come I can see Seattle from fucking Hawaii. Fuck you.
Hey, no, you should probably just interview Kyrie Irving and ask him why he believes in the flat earth theory.
Personally, like I have, I won't call him out, but I have personal friends that believe in flat earth theory.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. My boy.
Must be a sick dinner.
I have at least three friends that believe in flat earth theory.
Damn, three.
Damn, yeah, that's a lot, dude. You gotta get out more.
Okay.
Oh, I get out a lot.
Yeah, I know you do.
However,
yeah,
I respect them and I love them.
Yeah.
Truthfully, I respect them. It's no different than anyone who says, I believe in a higher power.
When I say fuck you, I don't mean any disrespect whatsoever. But yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I've... I've said that to my closest and dearest friends.
Hey man, I go back to last season. You said it to me.
I love them and I care about them. I might have a different opinion based on things, based on, you know, certain theories in mathematics or whatever.
Right.
However, I forget my point. Oh my gosh, you guys made me forget my point. What I'm saying is like you can have that, you can feel that same kind of like you can you're so filled with whatever that's
so full of shit.
Will you just say it, bro? You're so worried about somebody judging what you say. Just fucking say it.
Listen, let me take over real quick.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
So my point that I'm
trying to
make.
Let me take over for a quick. Fuck you.
Look, my point that I'm trying to make is this, right? So there are flat earth theorists out there that make their point. And they make it so believable with so much charisma and so much like knowledge about what they're talking about, right? Like they do their research and they have like all these theories and these plans. They can draw out a map. They can show you how planes don't fucking travel across the Atlantic Ocean to the Pacific or whatever the fuck. Like, but they this is why the Earth is flat. And then they have like their followers, they have these believers, they have these people that say, yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And I think that is very easy for somebody that has a little bit of knowledge or does a little bit of research on something to make something so believable and so truthful to the people that follow them, is all I'm saying. That happens with the flat earthers, that happens with like aliens, that happens with fucking ghosts, that happens with anything that's supernatural or that's like that kind of laughs in the face of science, right? Like actual fucking science that's been proven and that's been like factual shit. Mm-hmm. Anything that laughs in the face of that is something that people can actually manipulate others to believe in, and that's a simple problem.
Sure.
And it's fun to theorize, right. But until we actually get hardcore facts, that's the shit that really, like, you got to show me facts, Tone, and I'm waiting for them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you show me them.
Well, you can take the facts of that, like, going back to Robert Scotch or Scotch, claiming the possibility that, like, all pyramids, whether it's in Egypt or Mesoamerica or, like, you know, China, mm-hmm. elsewhere, it represents... you know, with other cultural, you know, commonalities that a much older, like, global culture, either through common inheritance or, like, ancient cultural contact around the globe, why did these structures, whether it's them trying to emulate mountains or emulate structures, what you talked about earlier about, like, homes and houses where, like, you have your foundation that's, like, wider and then you go up and we talk about gables and things like that. Mm-hmm. Like why would they do this in, you know, like why would they make these things, these pyramids and it's all around the world during a point in time or a period in time where we are taught. So there's two sides to this. We're taught that they didn't have contact with one another, or maybe they did and were hiding that.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Jay.
Yes.
I didn't hear what you said, but the answer is aliens.
Ancient astronaut theorists say yes. Aliens. Right.
Yo, Jay, no, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear what you said.
No.
But aliens, bro.
No.
That's what it is.
It's Giorgio Tsoukalos, bro, from Ancient Aliens, my boy. That's that famous meme. But Jay, I agree with a lot of what you say, man.
Like,
I
mean,
I'll just be real with you for a second. Like, this is honestly what I believe in the possibility of, is that that we as a civilization, you know, centuries ago had contact with aliens. That's what I think. I think that they helped us out as a civilization, gave us certain information to help us grow, right? They helped us build things, and I feel like...
Pause.
Yeah.
Nazca lines. Nazca lines. How do you...
For those of us who do not know what Nazca lines are, explain quick.
We're talking about these straight lines. We're talking about these images of, like, whether it's...
like a spider or
anthropomorphic.
Whatever. Yeah.
Or, you know, straight lines or whatever, like landing lines that... can only be seen from the sky.
That's the
during
thing
a period of time.
The next episode.
Right. During a period of time when we're taught that they did not have a way to be up in the sky and be able to view from above. Mm. So these Nazca lines, all this stuff. Go ahead.
With the research that I've done and the time that I've spent kind of looking into this stuff.
Right.
I have come to my own conclusion that I do actually believe that aliens have been visiting us for years. Mm. It's just something that I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why have so many people seen sightings in the sky to this day,
mm-hmm.
right? Why has the government declassified documents where they have said that aliens have been visiting us?
As New Englanders, and we go back and we, you know, there's evidence of whether it's through, like, you know, whatever the periodicals were, newspapers, whatever, during the turn of this, you know, many centuries ago. And we talk about, like, there's talks of the Bridgewater Triangle, and there's talks of, like, you know,
which we talked about last season.
Oh, did you?
Bridgewater Triangle.
Oh, no kidding. Right on. You know, like the Pudgewudgies and everything else. And we talk about, like, the triangle of lights and all that stuff. I don't know if you guys talked about
that. Yeah, well, we didn't talk about that, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, like, where did it come from and why? I don't know. We didn't talk about that. But, like, we talk about that. Like, where did it come from? Like, you know, where'd it go? Can-Eyed Joe.
Jesus.
No, I'm just saying. But realistically, like, there's a reason why people have their feelings or beliefs about stuff and, like, whatever their experiences are, right? So, like, we talk about that stuff. And obviously, you know, you take that example and then you go back into antiquity and you go, okay, well, maybe there's an ancient civilization or a culture that maybe experienced something that we're not talking about. And why aren't we talking about it? And then we can look at it from, you know, modern eyes, a modern brain. Why wouldn't we give a culture credit for this X, Y, and Z?
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. Is like, it almost feels like it's plausible to have some sort of cover up because of the fact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether we, you know, the Sakura, you know, bird and...
Mm-hmm. Those are... Dude, you're going down the rabbit hole. I know about
do that in another episode.
Cool,
what
are you going to...
If I take the circumference of my waist and multiply it by 480,000... It would equal the circumference of the planet Earth.
Are you sure? I want to know this.
Mathematically.
Are you sure?
So it must be aliens.
No, not necessarily. I've not seen this firsthand.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
know.
I've seen
aliens. Your mathematics are off.
I've seen aliens on Narragansett Beach. I've talked about this before.
Have you really?
I've talked about this before. At first, I thought they were Smurfs.
Smurfs?
Smurfs.
Blue.
In light of our conversations today, I now believe in the possibility that they may be aliens.
Do you have like a picture?
No.
Okay.
So how do you know that they were there? Bro. Like, what proof do you have?
Bro, I saw them.
All right. Like, did you like, are they still, are they like, how do you know though that you saw them? You have no evidence.
Bro, I don't just talk out my ass, man.
Okay.
All right, so you're admitting that you think you saw aliens.
Nah. I don't think. I know I saw Smurfs. Whether or not they were Smurfs or aliens, that's where I'm a little foggy.
All right, but you have no proof.
Just what I know.
How would an ancient tribe, the Dogon tribe, how would they know about Sirius? In that realm, in that time, how would they know about that?
The Smurfs told them.
All right. I back it.
I back it. Yeah. Well, hey, and the moral
especially
of this
if
episode
it was Brainy
is
Smurf.
The Smurfs
Brainy,
told
come
them.
Come on now. Brainy Smurf would know 100% everything about Sirius A and B.
Nah. So, yeah. Anyway. Well, listen, guys, we talked about a ton of stuff. We actually went over a little bit, but
sorry.
This has been great. This is going to be our first episode of season two. Redbeard examines the pyramids of Egypt. And I thank you guys for joining us. We are going to be back with an episode as usual on schedule every 2 weeks. We release every Wednesday. So please stay with us. This season we have 8 episodes until we move on to season 3. Catch us every other Wednesday. Jay, I want to thank you for joining us on the podcast. This was awesome having you on, man.
Thank you so much, man.
Always a encyclopedia of knowledge. So I appreciate that. You definitely came prepared. And Cooley, also my co-host, man. This has been the fun as usual.
Absolutely, man. Yo, for season 3.
Yeah.
Can we just talk about some factual shit so I can like really get down on it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, we can do. We haven't gotten
like,
that far
about,
yet, but
hey, we can talk like music or like.
Listen, if you want
serial killers, we could do serial killers.
If you want a triple host for season 3, let me know.
Let's do it.
Yeah, dude. You serial killers is definitely on the docket. We've been talking about it. So
yeah.
But hey, with that being said, we will catch you guys in 2 weeks for our episode 2. Make sure that you comment and subscribe, guys. And please share the episode. If you like it, you know, we'd love to hear what you think. So we'll see you later.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to the Redbeard Podcast, which is part of the Nerd Ruckus Network. Please take a moment and like our Facebook page and share your thoughts on the episode as well as what you would like to hear us discuss. Also, give us a follow on Redbeard Podcast and Nerd Ruckus on Instagram and Twitter. And check out nerdruckus.com for all of our entertainment channels.